1966, Detroit led the nation in collections for the St. Jude Research Hospital. We're looking to do it again this year.
Talking to Beth Balock, who's a chairman. You've taken on quite a job as a chairman. What made you decide to take on all this work for LSAC?
Anything well, last special? Year I was co-chairman. My girlfriend was chairman. Mm-hmm. So I took her place this year.
Mm-hmm. We can go back to last year then. What made you become a co-chairman last year?
I guess I just wanted to help people.
Keener 13 wants you to be part of the Teen March. This is Bob Green asking you to call LSAC now, 849-1860. In 1966, Detroit led the nation in collections for the St. Jude Research Hospital. We're looking to do it again this year.
We did a pretty good job. Yeah. But otherwise than that, I haven't never been in it before.
Yeah, we're talking to Vicky Kovari. Is that right? Kovari?
Kovari.
And Vicky, this year is a chairman, right?
Yes, sir.
You've taken on a very big job this year. What about marches? We need, you know, teens to march, don't we?
Yeah, so, well, this year, a lot of kids are still on vacations and all of that. And I think around September, they're going to start to settle down and really think about this. And I hope they do, because it's really not very hard. I mean, and you're doing it for such a worthy cause.
Keener 13 wants you to be part of the Teen March. This is Bob Green asking you to call LSAC now, 849-1860. In 1966, Detroit led the nation in collections for the St. Jude Research Hospital. We're looking to do it again this year.
A lot about LSAC from different people and from on the radio. I need a lot more, but I think what I really need is more leaders for our area, because we're kind of lacking on leaders. Like most of the people I call, mm-hmm. they said they like to march. Mm-hmm. So I have more marches than I have leaders, and our area needs 24 leaders, and I think I have about half that amount.
So if somebody's listening in Zone 38, then they can call LSAC at 849-1860 and ask to work with Marcy Cook. Hmm?
Right.
Great. I can't think of a nicer person to work with.
Keener 13 wants you to be part of the Teen March. This is Bob Green asking you to call LSAC now, 849-1860. In 1966, Detroit led the nation in collections for the St. Jude Research Hospital. We're looking to do it again this year.
What kind of feeling did it get?
Well, it was better than just sitting around and talking about doing things. It's better to get up and do it than just talk.
That's right. Martha, I think you've really hit on it. You know, LSAC needs teens to help and to march, and it's really urgent for teens to get involved, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Keener 13 wants you to be part of the Teen March. This is Bob Green asking you to call LSAC now, 849-1860. In 1966, Detroit led the nation in collections for the St. Jude Research Hospital. We're looking to do it again this year.
We're talking to Mary Klein, who's another co-chairman for LSAC. Have you ever marched for LSAC before?
Yes, last year I was teen chairman for Zone 27, and I marched 2 years before mm-hmm. that.
What kind of feeling really does it give you when you marched?
It gave me a feeling I was really helping the children with leukemia and all that. I really felt sort of proud.
It's kind of a nice feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keener 13 wants you to be part of the Teen March. This is Bob Green asking you to call LSAC now, 849-1860.